Blog Talk Radio.
Go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex. Give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a hundred checks. Tonight I'ma flex, Rollie no protect. Give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, Tryna duck my ex, then what's coming next? I just wanna flex, yeah. Tryna duck my ex, count a hundred checks. I just wanna flex, yeah.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I'd lie for you. Thinking I'd die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Me garments, and I'm all fi coming to me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah. And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, you, I think I'd lie for you. I think I'd die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, and I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your love. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
That girl got you too excited. That money had you too excited. Them cars had you way out your character. That jewelry got you way out your character. Them girls got you way out your character. The swing got you way out of character. The floor got you way out of character. I saw you love, now you way out of character. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you would trust me. I should've known you were tough. I should've known you.
Yeah. I should've known you would cross me. Because I'm on and I'm saucy. And I'm gone and you salty. Steam coming from your head like a coffee. My reality is better than your dreams, nigga. My whole pussy hole is wetter than your dreams, nigga. My whole leg spread wider than your wings, nigga. Put your head in a microwave thing, nigga. You out of character, slime, you out of character. And me, I'm out of patience, sick and tired like malaria. These hoes like mosquitoes, these niggas trying to be hoes. What happened to that boy? And I ain't pushing Tito. Super, where the cup at? I'm working on my comeback. Girl, I'm with, got much class, but she got a dumbass. I keep a money bag, a drug bag, and a gun bag. These niggas ain't even shining, making the sun mad. Rappers in my lunch bag, me and Future have a food fight. Bedroom full of new dice, old green and new white. That's old money, that's new coke, that's young money. That's 24/7365, that's cash money. I'm like, who-oh, who-oh, who-oh.
I should've known you were cross me.
Yeah,
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them,
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them, adios.
I should've known you were cross me.
I'm on my patio.
I should've known you were cross me.
Thinking about Hollywood.
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them, adios.
I should've known you were cross me.
Yeah.
I should've known you were cross me. I was looking in your eyes, you ain't built like that. You ain't built like that.
I should've known you were a cop. They say I ain't a rapper, I'm a trapper. I be with the robbers and the killers and the kidnappers. I'll fuck your bitch in your crib, watch the kids out for field. Fuck a bitch, fuck the ring, motherfucker pout. I don't, I should've known she ain't really love me. I should've known she just wanted to fuck me. I fucked up, don't judge me. I got this money and I ain't turn it down. This money turn your life up and bring your family down. Some of the closest nigga to me now come around.
And some of the closest niggas to me, I gun them down. Down. Real. I should've known you would cross me. Cross. I'm from the hood, it wouldn't help me. Go hard until they all me.
I should've known you would cross me. I should've known you would cross me.
What up, love?
Where you at?
I'm around the way. I'm waiting on you to pull up.
All right, I'm coming.
I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me. I got some niggas that was there, they ain't no longer there. I don't care, I don't cry about it. And I'm barely getting sleep anyway. I should've known you were close to me.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her ass a Lex. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant when you on a team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing. And with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got it out. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
Your young mentor is on, so she don't know shit.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Hey, 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 hey. Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? I'm a big timer, baby, how you love that? Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that?
Got a Draco bustin' diamonds. If you care about her, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
Told her want a taste of the highlight. Told her want a taste of the highlight. Tossing up right now, how you love that? We tossing up right now, how you love that?
Better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You, oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches? Here. They get a ball and figure they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dick until some meals appear. Like voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. play the guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white jag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for vowels of reason, the bowls of baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You, oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Atlanta girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything did.
nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my
LA girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my T.O. girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, dick, a seller. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go.
Ass, ass, we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off a foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did.
Come the flavor in your ear, talking about brand new flavor in your ear. I'm talking about new flavor in your ear. What up, what up, what up? Y'all listening to the Jonah Bay Show. How y'all doing tonight? I hope everyone's wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. Some of the money flows to you quickly and easily. I hope that great success and health flows to you quickly and easily. Hey, we got a upcoming seminar coming up. It's on October 31st, 2020. It's going to be in Atlanta. It's the Jonah Bay Trust Seminar, and it's part 5. It's going to be at 1132 Techwood Drive, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30318 at the Courtyard Marriott, Georgia Tech joint, right? For all the people who came to the one in January, it's at the same place. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for more information, go to jonahbay.com to pick up tickets, pre-sale tickets. It's $325. All right. So looking forward to seeing y'all. You know, we ain't did a seminar in a minute, not in Atlanta since, you know, the beginning of the year. Shit, we deep into the year now. And yo, Atlanta's totally open. So not only will you come get more information on expressing your trust and being private and getting closer to getting that bread out of those Kaffirs, but you also have a chance to go out and have a good time if y'all still under quarantine with this corona shit all over America, you know what I mean? And the whole nine. Peace to the God, Green Gatlin. No doubt, no doubt. That's what's going on. I think I see new people, people I ain't never seen before. All right, that's what's up. I love new people. Tonight, we going into what I wanted to go into the other day. We're going to go into, let me put it in the chat so y'all know exactly where I'm reading from so we can discuss it. Coins. That's right. All right, so is contracts payable in gold? An article entitled Contracts Payable in Gold by George Cyrus Thorpe, showing the legal effect of agreements paid in gold. See, this was written in 1933. It is a congressional record. It's the 73rd Congress first session, right? And it was done in 1933. For all of us who don't know the past, we're doomed to make the same mistakes in the future. So we're about to get into it. In the Senate of the United States, April 17, calendar day, April 24, 1933, resolved that the manuscript entitled Contracts Payable in Gold by George Cyrus Thorpe, showing the legal effect of agreements to pay in gold, be printed as a Senate document, a test. And it says, holders of commercial paper and parties to contracts involving billions of dollars stipulating the payment in dollars in gold or in American gold coin or in gold coin of the United States are equal to the standards in weight and fineness existing on a certain date or in gold or silver coin, lawful money of the United States, etc., are interested in the legal import of qualifying phrases in the face of present suspension of the gold payments and the possibility of depreciated currency. In recent English case, Mr. Justice Farewell in Chancery has held under a bond providing for payment of a sum of £100 sterling in gold coin of the United Kingdom or equal to the standard weight and fineness existing on the date of the bond. There was an obligation to pay £100 in gold currency, satisfied by tendering £100 in gold currency, satisfied by tendering £100 in any form that was legal tender in England. A similar conclusion was reached in many American cases in state courts where their jurisdiction first was invoked to give effect to the effort of businessmen to avoid loss through compulsory acceptance of tender and depreciation currency in the payment of debts incurred for gold consideration in the era of the greenbacks. The laws of the United States recognize two kinds of money, namely coin and paper. The term dollars in specie means gold, silver, coins. I've been telling y'all that for years. I don't know why motherfuckers lie and say there is no lawful money. There is lawful money. There's gold and silver coins of the United States minted by the Treasury that's in circulation. Y'all choose not to use them, right? And then there's dollars in currency, means dollars in notes or any paper money current in the community. A Missouri contract of June 17, 1862, to pay in the current gold coin of the United States in a full tale of count with regard to any legal tender that may be established or declared by any law of Congress, which was held satisfied by payments in the nominal value in any legal tender money. The court said that it was not a contract to be paid in bullion or in so many pounds or ounces of gold, but in a certain number of dollars in coin. The transaction did not regard gold as a commodity, but as money. The Legal Tender Act had made Treasury notes like the value with gold as a tender legal medium. There could be no distinction between notes and gold. See, now, I read a case to y'all where one of these patriots tried to sue them because he wanted gold for the dollars he turned in, and that's what the lawsuit said, that there's no distinction between the two, right? See, so basically you got to ask for coin, change. You want coin. You don't want dollars. Let me go on. The theory of the suit brought on contracts payable in specific chattels is that the court's judgment is not for payment in articles in kind, but for the damages resulting to the creditor in consequences of breach of contract. The judgment can be paid off and satisfied in whatever money the law was clothed with in the attributes of legal tender. Now, let me say this. For those who got their ears open, you got to realize they're saying there's laws that say that they can't demand gold and silver. So guess what? The same law that says they can't demand gold and silver, they cannot demand Federal Reserve notes because your instruments are like species, the greenbacks or the Federal Reserve notes. This is why, you know, you can discharge and it works for some people and don't work for some. Because I showed you the other law, which is 31 U.S.C. 3113, that says that they do it when it's in their best interest, right? But just know, pay attention to the laws in this article, because if you're discharging, you could hit them with the cases and the laws that say they can't ask you for a specific species of money. All of it is legal tender. Right now, before they go back to the gold standard, it's all legal tender. All right, so let me go on. The theory of the suit brought on contracts payable in specific chattels is the court's judgment is not for payment in articles in kind. Damages resulting to the creditor and consequences of breach of contract. And the judgment can be paid off and satisfied in whatever money the law has clothed with the attributes of legal tender. Although it was a notorious fact for purposes of trade in the commercial transaction, a difference was made between treasury notes and specie coin. Whatever fluctuations might arise from extraneous causes, the debtor's right to pay in whatever medium he chose could not be affected. In administering the law, it was necessary that gold and treasury notes should be considered equal. A note payable in gold was held enforceable only for the face value of the note payable in any lawful money. And a judgment for premium on gold in addition was declared invalid. And that was Henderson versus McPike, 1864. A ground rent payable in lawful silver money of the United States of America was satisfied in Pennsylvania by payment of treasury notes of the issue of February 25, 1862. The court saying that the addition of the word silver was merely descriptive of the lawful money and bound neither party. It meant simply a kind of lawful money in which the tender could be made, not prohibition of other forms of money. It was declared that no party could exact and no party consent to a stipulation impugning the power of the lawmaking branch of the government. And that was Schallenberger versus Britain, 1866. In another Pennsylvania case, the defendant promised to pay a certain number of dollars, silver money, of the United States, each dollar weighing 17 penny weight and 6 grams at least, upon the plaintiff's demand for a certain amount due in 1863. The defendant tendered treasury notes of the issue of February 25th, 1862, July 11th, 1862. The plea of the tender in lawful money of the United States was sustained. Mervyn versus Saylor, 1866. The decision was the same way in another action in Pennsylvania. So what they're basically saying is they were forcing people to now use promissory notes instead of using actual gold and silver, which is lawful money in the United States. So they were bringing people into the bankruptcy. And in the bankruptcy, you were allowed to give people what they call legal tender inside, or promissory notes, inside the bankruptcy. The bankruptcy collateralization of your birth certificate and all of that changed the rules. You now was entering into the corporate United States and leaving behind what y'all would call the de jure United States of America. And that's how they were able to force people to start accepting promissory notes, Federal Reserve Treasury notes, instead of them getting real money, a.k.a. lawful money, gold and silver. So I went in a little bit. Let me go to the call lines and see if people are comprehending this. Now, someone asked this. Brother Jonah, being that post, MOs, postal money orders, are backed by gold, how well do they work when implementing accord and satisfaction and other discharge? They work well. They work well. In my discharge webinar at jonahbay.com, it tells you you can send that. You can send a regular dollar bill with your discharge or a postal money order with it. And it works well. You know, does it work every time? Hell no. But it works really, really well. Okay? So let me go to the call line. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace, peace, peace to the God. I'm so happy and grateful for large sums of money that flow to us all quickly and easily. I'm so happy and grateful for the good health that flow through us at all times. How's it going, man?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great. How's it going with you?
Man, wonderful, magnificent, and great too, yo. How soon do you think this shit will go down?
Man, yo, they working towards it, but in realistic terms, I can't see them doing anything before the election. You see what I'm saying?
What does that have? No, what does the election has to do with? When is the election? I don't know when the election is.
The election is, I think, on the 15th. I'm not sure.
Shit. Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, well, it has everything to do with it because, like, for instance, if Biden wins, you're not going back to no gold standards. They're going to do New World Order, cashless society. If Trump wins, he's trying to bring forth the gold standards so that you can control how much they spend. See, y'all got to understand this. It's simple. It's real simple. If the Federal Reserve is allowed to make as much Federal Reserves as they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
They can buy anything from anyone. Listen, y'all be like, oh, they trying to jerk us. They trying to take our money. And think about this. They own the press. They don't need your money.
True.
They can print their own money at any time and buy whatever. You understand? This is why they was like, nah, y'all can't do no audit of us and all of that. Because, see, the way it's supposed to work is depending on how many treasury notes you have out there, depends on how much money a Federal Reserve notes are in fluctuation. But I guarantee you these niggas was counterfeiting their own money and buying up everything. So they need to be accountable. They need to be on a budget. The only way to do that is through them putting them back on gold and silver.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the process of that, there was...
It has everything to do with the election, man.
Okay. I'm sure there's always more shit to this whole thing, too, because all I see is just trust affairs. Just trust affairs, trust affairs, trust affairs. They're handling.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I secretly... You know, Trump is trying to get rid of the Fed, right? Biden is working with him. He ain't trying to get rid of shit.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, so I
now,
got you.
Now, think about it. They made laws because of the Bankruptcy Act, right? They made laws to make you force these people in 1800 to accept paper. A paper receipt instead of actually getting paid with money. And now they want to take that money away and do it digitally where they got more control.
That's worse. That's way worse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Lindsey Williams, Junior Williams said, the election is November 3rd. Yeah,
oh,
I don't vote,
okay.
So I have no idea. I don't vote, and I ain't never voted. And never will.
Yo, peace to the God, guys.
Peace to the God. All right, all right. So I hope y'all get an understanding of how exactly they are ripping you off with this current system. And how it will be even worse if they get their new system. I'm going to 618-671. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Shit, man. Just tuning in. Just tuning in. It's crazy. I really just found out that the damn election was like November 3rd, like 3 days ago as well.
Yeah.
So crazy how much. You know, we're not even part of shit like that, or how much I've grown into a shit, you know.
Right, right.
But, yeah, man, I kind of feel like either way it go, I don't really give a fuck because I got my shit set up, you know. Because, like you said, they like to play the dialectic principle anyway.
Hell yeah.
On both sides anyway. So it's just good to just to walk that thin line in the middle. Just keep
hell
setting up
yeah.
this shit, man.
You know, but I just find it interesting that a lot of us want to argue whether the world is flat than the fucking debate about shit that's really important to your life now and your kids. It's just really crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's a part of the mind control program.
It really is. Keep you arguing over anything. Long as you don't pay attention, that's called the sleight of hand. Yeah, so it's crazy. So what'd you think about LeBron and them took another ring? I think all that set up.
When I saw it, I'm like, okay, it was a ritual that killed Kobe.
Right.
Killed Kobe and his daughter. That was a blood ritual. And now these motherfuckers win a ring with LeBron. And I really honestly feel like LeBron is compromised by the Boulay and shit like that. It's just a ritual, you know, just to throw people's minds off, you know, to some other shit. There's some shit going on right now in this country. And everybody's watching basketball. But
exactly. Exactly. I ain't watched that shit. Don't only know they won because they posted it all over social media.
Mm-hmm. I heard a motherfucker scream the shit out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. Go
like,
LeBron, I guess.
Really? You care about that? Wow.
Yeah.
Someone on the chat asked this.
Yeah.
They said, since they're already taking money away here in Cali, we encourage to pay with a card or exact change. Is that an indication that Biden will win? Hell no. That's them trying to force the issue. Listen, the only fucked up thing about Cali is every new law that ever comes out, Cali is the first one to do it. Cali is a bunch of fucking sellouts. It's always been that way. You name it, they the first one to do it. Now, you know, they see, and it's another way you need to look at it. Just because they say it's a coin shortage does not mean that they're trying to get rid of the coin. You ever think they need to recall them coins to put more gold and silver in those coins? You see what I'm saying? They could be using this time to pull the money to get ready to make gold and silver. Because remember, the Federal Reserve does not have any power over the mint, the coin. The coins is strictly straight America.
That's crazy as fuck.
See, it's always two ways to look at shit. They have been programming y'all to look at it in a negative way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
I got a question.
Yeah. What?
For somebody coming into, I guess, the knowledge of this expatriation process that we're doing.
Right.
You know, as being taught and guided by
really,
you, because you're a mentor. You're a teacher.
I guess it's called that, but we're really not patriating. We're making them correct their records. Really, it's a correction, but if they want to call it expatriation, I understand.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you. So my question is, for a newbie coming in, say if I just gave somebody the archives tomorrow, I meet them, and they start listening, where would this person have to start now? Like in, you know,
want to start. That's where they want to start. You know what the biggest problem with our people are? I'm going to tell you. The biggest problem with our people is they are in a rush to do everything, and that's how they always fail and lose money and never get nothing done because they're in a rush, right? It took you years to get programmed in this fucked up situation. It's going to take you time to get out of it. So they need to start at the beginning of the archive. Listen to those shows. I guarantee you they're going to find answers to the questions they are looking for, because everyone got the same damn questions, whether it was 5-6 years ago or now, if they're starting off. Now, if they're specifically listening to our shows now, they lost. They don't know why we talking about the shit we talking about. They don't know why we doing and what the fuck is an express trust? And all of that. See, your answer is back in the archives. Now, the thing is, if they go back to the beginning of the archives and listen, they will learn just like all you longtime listeners have. We started off at a point and moved and moved and moved. That's the much better way. But I'm going to tell you, what newbies do is, yo, I got these bills. I want to go into discharge. Y'all don't even know nothing about discharge, but you're going to try it anyway, right? I got this court case. I'm a deal with GSA bonds, whatever. You know what I mean? They always jump ahead. That's a mistake. Money can't get you out of it. It's your overstanding of shit that gets you out of it, right? And that's going to take time. You're not expected to know some shit that you just heard for the first time.
Sure.
In the archives, I always say this. Yo, for niggas who's geniuses, you need to hear it three times. For average people, they need to hear it six times. For slower people, they need to listen nine times. Now, people are breaking those rules. They're not doing that type of study. Then they'll be like, oh, I didn't get my remedy. Oh, it didn't work for me. Yeah, you didn't really comprehend it.
Okay. That's that. That's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Take your time. It's time. You know, the law, the maximum law says there is no statutes or limitations on fraud. That means you're not in a rush. If you learn what you're supposed to learn and can prove the fraud, you can go after them at any time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a marathon. They be running so quick trying to catch up with the nigga who left 15 minutes ago. Right? He got a huge, you ain't catching that nigga. Now, and the whole point of my marathon is to finish it. But they run so hard in the beginning, they run out of strength. They can't finish the marathon at all. Whereas if they would have known the whole object is to finish, they'd have took their time, they would have finished the marathon. Most people never finish the shit. So you got to ask yourself, are you one of those people?
Man. Yeah, I just need to ask that so that particular person can hear you. I'm sending the
right.
show.
Facts.
Just keep it real.
And if you a newbie, you in those archives, get on the show, the current shows, to come on and ask your question. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, take advantage of, you know, the opportunities. But anyway, you got any more questions?
No, that's it. I really ain't got, you know, much to say. You know, I'm just
all right.
Sitting back just, you know, just listening. All right,
peace to the God.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to go back to reading. And I'm on page 4 of the PDF. It says, the decision was the same way. Who the hell would be calling me and on the phone? Hold on 1 second, y'all. All right, I'm back, y'all. I just can't understand. You know, people be like, oh, I didn't know you was on the radio. Yo, it's been like almost 10 years I've been on the radio the same night at the same time. 7 p.m. to like 10 or 9 or something like that. Every Monday, Wednesday. That's never changed. How did you not know? How do you even know about me if you don't even know what time? How do you have my personal phone number if you don't know what time I'm on the radio? That should be irking me, y'all. But anyway. And a lot of y'all be trying to call the show and then call my phone instead. I'm like, man, don't put the radio show's number under Jonah Bay with my phone number. Don't do that, because you know, I'll be calling me while I'm on the radio. But anyway, the decision was the same way in another action in Pennsylvania on a promissory note, wherein there was a... It looked like poems, but it got an R in pre-owns to pay certain number of dollars in gold without defalcation. God damn, they're using some damn words I ain't never heard of. And the plaintiff demanded gold, or if the defendant had not, the gold that he would accept United States legal tender notes, adding a premium on gold, 33%. In the same state, plaintiffs had deposited gold in the defendant's bank and received the certificate as follows. Has deposited in this office blank dollars, gold payable to the order of herself on surrender of this certificate in like funds with interest. On demand for gold, the defendants offered legal tender notes, which was held sufficient. Sanford and Hayes, 1866. In Pennsylvania, action in assumpted on the bank's promise to pay $14,145. The paper bearing on its margin is 14,145 specie. It was admitted that the consideration was gold and that the specie meant payable in coin, gold, or silver. A tender of legal tender notes was held good. See, so what they're saying is you really have to do your contract. You got to express your contract that the only thing you're getting is gold or silver, but you had to give them gold to receive gold. Now, truthfully, today, this is how it's working today. These motherfuckers will tell you, oh, there's no lawful money. Oh, fuck the Federal Reserve note. That shit ain't shit. That ain't, motherfucker, you can't spend gold and silver in stores, regular stores. You got to use Federal Reserve notes or credit card or some shit like that. Now, what you all you have to do is take the Federal Reserve notes and go buy gold or silver if you want gold or silver. Take the path of least resistance. Then you know you're dealing with lawful money and the whole nine. You're not dealing with inflation when you got it inside gold and silver. So I tell people all the time, you bugging as fuck. Give me all them Federal Reserve notes so I can, you know, trade in there for gold and silver, real money. Give me all of that, you know. And then people be like, I don't know why you striving for having money. You know, money ain't real anyway, da-da-da. They all just Federal Reserve notes. Shut your ass up, nigga. You can't even go buy no bread without that. Excuse me. So stop the bullshit. I had that conversation with someone on Facebook or more on Facebook. I'm like, stop the bullshit. Stop acting. Your insecurities are showing. You're really talking about fuck Federal Reserve notes because you don't have it. You can't do anything in this world without money. And to get money, you're going to need Federal Reserve notes, plain and simple. Now, let me go on. An assumption for money had and received gold having been pledged a security. It was held that the damages should not include any premium on gold, and that even if the action was in the form of tover only, the value at the time of the conversion could be allowed as damages. In New York, the words in specie, gold and silver coins, were held not to affect the right to discharge an obligation for the payment of certain numbers of dollars by paying legal tender notes, Mary versus Harrison. See, now, that's what I was trying to tell y'all. Anything that you use on a debt is a discharge because they're not accepting gold and silver. Only gold and silver can pay a debt. So you're never paying a debt, whether you're giving a check, a money order, a Federal Reserve note, credit card. All you are doing is discharging, right? And that's what HRJ 192 is really about. And a lot of people not understanding that. They're believing the Patriots and the Moors and all that and what they're saying on it. And it doesn't really read that way, y'all. Every time you use a Federal Reserve note, that is a discharge. That is not a payment. That this is why the debt calculation clock keeps on going up because you cannot pay for something with none of the money. The only thing where you can pay for shit is in gold or silver. But you're not, you don't have to pay anything because we're in bankruptcy. The corporation is in bankruptcy, the U.S. corporation. So they're allowing you to use private script to discharge. Okay? Want y'all to know that. All right, let me go back to the call line. Peace, God. Look into Gormarb powder. It helps a lot with blood sugars, a.k.a. Yo, Lindsay, yo, hit me in the email with that. You know, I'm not a good speller, so when I close out the window, I won't see the info. Put that in jonahbay@gmail.com. I appreciate it, God. Yeah, yo, that is so true. It's all monopoly money or bankruptcy money. You know what I mean? So that's what's ill about it. I'm going to 619-946. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on with you, God?
I'm just in here in class, man, tuning in to what you're dropping, man. So you think Trump bringing us back to the gold standard?
Yeah, he was always against the Fed. He never liked the Fed. You
got
to understand, Trump is a businessman that's been all over the world
and
watched what these banks did, right? And watched them be able to, you know, bootleg their own money and buy whatever. He watched this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows if it keeps on going on, he'll lose his power and money too.
Yep. So I got to step in and put something in play. Damn right.
Yeah, that's really why he stepped in
and
became president. He like, yo, I was hoping someone else would come and do it, but it forced me to come and try to do something about it.
So now, John, you saying in between now and that damn, you've been saying it, but between now and that damn election, it's a good time to use some instruments to do that discharge.
Yes.
As you just read.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I had a question.
You know,
somebody.
Can I guarantee it's going to work? No. But it
seems
to be working better now than it has in a long time.
No, but you just read HGR 190. You just read the law. And that's saying, you know, they got to accept anything for payment because it ain't gold.
The first thing you do is look up what's the definition of legal tender. And it says money orders. It says negotiable instruments, all of that, right? Therefore, when you're writing your instruments on your computer, it's considered legal tender. And they can't ask you for a specific species.
No. On point. Yes, sir. On point.
So,
I had somebody
even though
question,
I don't know
John.
If people are catching it, but really what I'm breaking down tonight is showing y'all exactly how to discharge. It's really, really, that's what
I'm
doing.
I'm hearing it. That's why I asked the question. I'm hearing it clear because there's no distinction. If it ain't gold, then it's all the same shit. So you can't tell me shit.
Yeah, if it ain't gold or silver, it's all the same shit.
you cannot.
All the cases I read tonight told keep on saying, yo, you can't distinguish between the, you know, the payments now. They even saying, nigga, even if you got gold and silver, we ain't letting you distinguish between the two different species.
So we ain't got no.
In other words,
they allowing
the banks to take your gold and give you back their receipt.
Yep. I see.
They can't have it. They can't have it two ways. You know, if all of that can discharge, then guess what? I can give you a money order that discharged.
I can give you an instrument with my signature and social security number on, which makes it a security, which is the same species as a Federal Reserve note.
And, Jonah, as you just read, I'm going to rewind to write down the names of the case laws, because that could go into some of your instruments, too, if you have an issue, right?
Of course it could.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't go explaining to them how to discharge. They know this shit. If you notice, almost every one of these case laws I read from the 1800s was against banks. They know this shit.
So they go to enemy right there, as we see.
Mm-hmm. The more you say, the more they think you don't know what the fuck you're saying and doing. Less is more.
Mm-hmm.
A wise man
always taught that.
With less words.
In the middle word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jonah, before I get out of here, I don't want to hog the line, but I'm listening on the topic, and I got my mental notes. I'm going to go back through and write down the cases. But, yeah, it's all about discharge. A friend of mine, he's doing this process. He ain't on the trust yet. Got the spiritual name, got a 9-8. Got his estate number. The question he wanted me to ask you was, if he had his estate number and he was trying to do a DBA, so he don't have his trust yet, he's trying to do a DBA for his estate, he said, would he use a spiritual name as the owner of his estate since he has his 9-8?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then there he goes. All right. Jonah, I'm in the backdrop listening. Peace to God. More strength.
Peace
always.
To the God. Peace. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to 610-983. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. Peace, God. How you doing?
I feel wonderful, magnificent, great myself, and I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health and large sums of money of account flows to me, you, and everyone in the class ASAP, quickly and easily, my brother.
Ah, shit. Yo, make sure y'all keep on doing those motherfucking affirmations, man. Telling you it works. It really makes a difference. So, what you want to add to the conversation tonight?
So what you're saying is, until the currency standard changes, we should utilize legal tender as much as we can. Wow, we can.
Yes. Okay. Listen, man, so even if they get the New World Order cashless society, don't you understand you won't be able to do discharges no more this way? It'll be all computerized money.
Yes. So for the people who purchased that foreign currency backed by gold that you taught us, you taught us how to be covered. You taught us how to be covered in either system, right? That's what you're saying.
I'm trying. You know, I'm doing it to the best of my ability, covering all bases, because it's a war, man. We don't know what they're going to do. They're fighting each other to find out what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm a testament to that. You taught it. I got the discharge webinar. I got the Accord and Satisfaction, and I'm a testament to that because you got to take your time. I took my time. I still didn't even get to use that stuff yet. So, I'm taking my time going through the steps proper way, and I didn't even, get to that step where I'm out in commerce using that on a daily basis like that with the stuff I'm doing. So, yeah, it's it all goes together. Take your time.
Right.
Go through it. Yeah, I ain't even get there yet. So, I got it. Waiting to use it. The system might change before I even get to use it. So that's why I purchased that foreign currency backed by gold. I got some dinar 2 weeks ago it came in.
Y'all got to do basically what I'm doing, trying to make me and my family's life go as easy as possible, no matter which way this turns out.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, man. Because we can't guarantee which way it's going to go. So, it's time for us to play the dialectic principle.
The Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Always.
You know, I can't say exactly how this shit gonna go. Cause like I said, man, you really don't know what these niggas game plan. All you know is they trying to kill a bunch of us by any means necessary. They trying to cause us to argue amongst ourselves so that we won't go after them. This is how they stay in power. That's what we know for sure. Right? And if you pay attention to the internet, I don't give a fuck what you put on the internet, whether it's positive, negative. You got the most positive shit ever. There's going to be about 22 people that come on that's going to say some negative shit and start trolling you.
That's true, yeah, facts.
Yo, that's just the way the shit is.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is now, man.
Yeah, that's why I don't be
up. It's just like Dave Chappelle said, man, cancel culture now.
Yeah. Yeah, just barbaric like a mug, ain't it? Yeah, man. Everybody jockeying for your position, and I get
internet
on my nerves.
Internet gangsters, say whatever, do whatever, talk real tough, disrespect you totally, just because they on the internet.
Yeah, man. I just try to stick to the positive stuff, man. And keep all that going, you know, live by example. But a lot of times, you know, your light be shining, and you know, people go the other direction. So I don't dim it.
That's why a lot of people
still walking, man.
People don't know why you be alone, man. This is why I be alone. I don't want no issues with no one. Yo, it's very hard for you to get in trouble if you by yourself.
It is true. That's true too. It is. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, man. Yeah. Thanks for the lesson tonight, man. God. Thanks for the lesson. Yeah, man. Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Wonderful talking to you.
Facts. Same.
Yeah, my computer is freezing up. I can't. It ain't doing what it's supposed to do. What the fuck? Yo, it's crazy. Well, it's almost time anyway, but my computer's frozen, y'all. With it being frozen, I can't continue the show. I can't do anything. I've never seen it act like this. All right, so, y'all, that's our show for tonight. I hope y'all appreciated it. I know I did. Peace to the gods. We out. We got an upcoming seminar. For more information on the seminar here in Atlanta, go to jonahbay.com. It's coming on October 31st. So, be there, be square. Peace to the gods. We out of here. If I can even shut the shit down.
Damn.
Shit is crazy. Shit is real crazy.
Damn.
It was when I got on phone with you, man. When I, you know, they might be tapping me and you, God.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You paid. Yo, I didn't shut it down and it's still going. All right, I'm out, y'all. Peace.